something sweet that you might use in the morning at breakfast on your food would be what?
Well, one of the things that you would use, I guess, is syrup or molasses.
How about something you might make out of apples or berries?
Oh, yes. Might have apple butter that is made out of apples, and then we might have jelly that are made out of different kinds of fruits or preserves.
Sugar that you would buy not in a bag, you would buy it what?
That you didn't buy it in a bag.
It would not be contained in the bag, you just bought, say, a quarter.
Well, we would say, we'd refer to it as being loose. Maybe in a drum or something, so buy any amount you wanted to, a pound, half a pound, or a quarter's worth, 50 cents worth. Or
if something isn't phony, it's not fake, it's very real, you might say that's what.
Well, we'd say it is real or genuine.
Inside of a cherry, there is a hard thing.
Well, I'd say we commonly refer to it as cherry seed or a pit.
Mm-hmm. How about inside of a peach?
Well, we would say a seed, peach seed.
Mm-hmm. A peach where the meat falls away from the seed very easily. What kind of peach is that?
Well, I don't know the name off the peach, but there is kinds like that. There's one that does cling to the seed, and we call it there's a name about something with the word cling to it. It does cling to the seed. And it's one that does not, and there's a term used in there, I believe, about cling something or other, one that holds fast to it.
How about that part of an apple you don't eat?
Well, that's the core. Like one time the boy was waiting for the core he was promised to him, and the other fellow ate it all up and said there was no core.
How about at Christmas time, you know, you get a variety of nuts, usually. Can you?
Yeah, I guess one of the most common is would be English walnuts, and then we have this dark nut that has three sides to it that we refer to as nigger toes. I don't really have another name or not, and it's one that is that we refer to as a pecan or pecans, and I've heard it referred to both, and I never did know which was proper. But some say pecan nuts, and some say pecan nuts.
There is a nut that they use in making candy. They cover it with chocolate, sort of.
A nut that they use in making candy. That's not a walnut, I don't suppose, or a walnut, or
to get this hard outer covering away from a nut. What do you do to it?
Well, of course, most of nuts have an outer hull on it. You have to hull it, and then to get the harder substance, with what we say, you would crack the nut to get the goodie out of it.
Mm-hmm. Also, at Christmas time, you get this. It's a fruit, round, firm. Sometimes you might suck the juice from it. Or you might peel it and eat it.
Well, probably that would be an orange.
Mm-hmm. What other fruit could it be?
Well, it could be a tangerine, I guess. An orange or a tangerine or I don't know, some people suck lemons. They're always too sour for me, but I guess the most common thing would be an orange or a tangerine.
How about this red vegetable that grows in the garden that you use to make salads? Red, about the size of your thumb?
Yeah, a radish.
Mm-hmm. How about another vegetable that you'd use in making a salad?
Probably cabbage.
Mm-hmm. And another than the red one.
Tomatoes?
Mm-hmm. Now, there's different sizes of tomatoes. A very small tomato, you know, that doesn't mature to a large size.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Well, we refer to them as a tomato. I don't know if that's a proper name or not, but here they're always referred to as tomatoes, the small ones.
You were talking about sticking something on the snout or the spout of an oil can a while ago back. What was that?
A potato, an orange potato.
Mm-hmm. Or how many different types of potatoes can you think of?
Well, you don't mean like the name of the potato. You're talking about a sweet potato and an orange potato. The two that I know of is orange potato and sweet potato.